Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Monday, the 31st of July, and I'm here to take you through some of the latest in the world of Liverpool Football Club. And we start, there's only one place to start, of course, and it is with Romeo Lavia, a player Liverpool have been heavily, heavily linked with for quite a number of weeks now, and it appears to be gaining some pace, finally, after a little bit of a lull in proceedings over the weekend. I know we all expect the earth when it comes to these transfers. We all expect Liverpool are interested, Liverpool have signed him. Doesn't always work that way, but it was particularly quiet on the Lavia front. However, Fabrizio Romano today has tweeted that a second bid for Romeo Lavia in the region of the £45 million package is ready and will be sent soon. Paul Joyce has already spoken about the same deal as well. He says Jurgen Klopp wants midfield reinforcements and Romeo Lavia has emerged as the prime target. Liverpool were reluctant to meet the asking price, but the sale of Fabinho has changed that. Paul Joyce also mentioned in the same article Liverpool are keen to make a defender signing as well before the summer window closes. But just on the Lavia front, I've spoken about it numerous times. I think clearly he's a player Liverpool really wants. Clearly he's a player Liverpool like. They see short-term and long-term advantages into signing him. A player that has been brought up in the right way in terms of his development, come through the Anderlecht Academy, spent time in Manchester City, had a good year last year at Southampton despite their relegation. He was one of the few shining lights from that season really for them. So I think for us, in terms of adding to the squad, this would be a shrewd signing. I think it's going to get close to the 50 million Southampton have wanted for some time. He, as a player, has decided it's Liverpool that he wants to join, by all accounts, which is important because we all know how much Jurgen Klopp wants players to buy into our project as much as we buy into them. And I think with the interest from Chelsea and Arsenal knocking around, it's absolutely pivotal that Lavia also decides he wants to be part of the Liverpool scene. So really good news on that front. I hope Liverpool can get the agreement over the line and get this deal done because we are, of course, edging closer and closer to the season starting, and the quicker we can get players in, get them settled, the better. But yeah, in terms of Lavia, great signing, great squad option. Personally, I would like to see us sign a more senior, a more front line, and definitely sort of a more ready-to-go option to come in and be the six, because losing Fabinho as off it as he was at times last year, and he absolutely was, is still a big loss, certainly Fabinho at his best, and I'm not sure Lavia alone can replace him, not for every single game anyway. I think for certain games of football maybe, and obviously in some competitions definitely, but I think in terms of, you know, your big games, your Manchester City's away, your Chelsea away, which is obviously the opening game of the season, Man United, etc, etc, I'm not sure a 19-year-old Romeo Lavia is where we should be looking necessarily. So get him in through the door, let him settle, let him be a part of the squad. You know, hugely exciting prospect. I think one for down the line that Liverpool are probably looking at and going, you know, like I say, does a job now, but also in a few years to come, who knows what kind of player we could have on our hands. So hopefully, without further complication, without too much more time passing, Liverpool can get that deal wrapped up. Now, next story I'm going to touch upon is one that emerged over the weekend and I think caught everybody by surprise. It obviously came from the Mirror originally, and it was about Liverpool being in talks with a sensational Kylian Mbappe loan move, which I don't think anybody really expected, if I'm being honest. I wanted to bring you a brief update on it now. I've been told by numerous different people that Kylian Mbappe only wants to move to Real Madrid, and that could well happen this summer. PSG could be willing to facilitate that. Real Madrid could be willing to sort of make that happen as well. So in terms of Liverpool's prospects, I'm not very convinced in any way, shape or form that it's a deal that could happen. However, Fabrizio Romano said over the weekend that from what he was hearing, PSG would be happy to find a solution with an English club. But at the moment, they still have the same feeling that Mbappe wants to go to Real Madrid and no other destination. So again, the move to Liverpool doesn't feel like it's particularly on the cards. What I would say is, from a PSG perspective, it would make sense to allow him to join Liverpool, because as mad as that is, the situation in France now is so, it's such a mess. Like, he didn't go to Japan with their squad and stuff like that. It really is. There was talk about them leaving him on the bench and stuff like that for the season. Just, it was a real saga, quite frankly, playing out. So allowing him to join Liverpool, who would obviously take up some, if not potentially all, of his eye-watering wages, would mean he's not a problem there in Paris anymore. And also it would be Liverpool aren't in the Champions League this upcoming season, so we wouldn't necessarily challenge them for that honour that they so desperately want. So there are little glimpses of, you know, that makes sense in that deal, but there's a whole load more that makes absolutely no sense. So unfortunately, it's not a deal I can see coming to fruition. And just on it as well, actually, it was interesting because when the story first emerged, there was loads of people talking about our attacking options, which we are blessed with in that department. There's loads of brilliant attacking options, of course there are. And almost saying, like, well, we don't need Mbappe. How does Mbappe fit? Like, it's Kylian Mbappe. Like, he fits. I don't care how you make it happen. He absolutely fits. Like, I love Luis Diaz. I mean, Cody Gakpo is sensational. I think he's going to be brilliant. Darwin Núñez is already on fire in pre-season. He's going to have a big season, we all hope. Diogo Jota's clinical, lethal. Mohamed Salah's one of the best in the world. You know, Ben Doak's really exciting, for example. But this is Kylian Mbappe. Like, if you get offered the chance to sign Kylian Mbappe and you can make it work financially, you do the deal, in my opinion, anyway. Feel free to shout at me. But yeah, that's where I stand on it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Next up, I want to talk about Gabby Vega. A name that was heavily linked to Liverpool quite a lot earlier on this summer, but it's kind of gone off the radar in more recent weeks. But Ben Jacobs, CBS journalist, has brought him back to the fore. He said over the weekend on Twitter that there is a release clause for Gabby Vega, and there's plenty of Premier League clubs who are looking at him. Game time is quite important to the player as well. And he said, I know, for example, Liverpool haven't made a move for Vega, but they have scouted him, and there was a recent conversation between someone senior at Liverpool and Rafa Benitez, who, of course, this is me saying this now, is a former Liverpool manager. The feeling was that there might be an opportunity to sign him and then loan him back, because the player is adamant that if he moves to a big Premier League club, he needs instant game time. And Ben Jacobs went on to say, I'm not convinced that anyone out of the big Premier League clubs would be able to offer him that. So, interesting one. And as much as I don't really like the idea of signing someone and then loaning them back, I think the release clause of Vegas, $34 million. So, you know, in this day and age of crazy football transfers, it's actually not that much money. And he's a player that has got immense potential, had a really good breakout season in La Liga last year. So it would make some sense in terms of ticking boxes, because we do have a good amount of attacking midfielders already in our ranks with Harvey Elliott, Curtis Jones, Szoboszlai and McAllister already signed, of course. And you could probably throw Bobby Clark into that mix too. So we're quite well stocked in that department. The only problem is, if you do send Vega back to Celta Vigo, yes, it allows him to carry on developing. It allows him to learn. It allows him to get that game time that he wants. And maybe he comes back in 12 months' time and he's an even better player than he is right now. But the lads I just mentioned are only like a year older and then they're young now. So they're not going to be past it, or they're not even going to be in their peak or their prime by that point. So I'm not sure how that works, quite frankly. It might do. And if Liverpool see him as a player that we can't miss out on, sound, you know, if they see him as a Romeo Lavia type in terms of what he could become, great, go and do it. Get him on the books. Next report I want to touch on is one that came from Sport Witness, actually, and it's about Jesper Lindstrom. It's about Liverpool and Arsenal. They claim, and it comes from, it's been cited by Sport Witness, but it comes from a newspaper. The newspaper is Extra Bladet, and it states that Liverpool and Arsenal have already made contact to sign Eintracht Frankfurt star Jesper Lindstrom. It doesn't go into too much detail. It says Liverpool and Arsenal have lined up to sign the 23-year-old. But what's interesting here is, it's similar to the Gabby Vega stuff, actually. He's another attacking midfielder. And as soon as you see that, me, anyway, personally, I go, well, that's not what we need. So I don't see how it fits. Liverpool like signing talented footballers, you know, top and bottom of it. However, with this summer and how much needs to be done and sort of what we've already done in terms of signing McAllister and Szoboszlai, I don't see a world where we go and get another attacking midfielder. I mean, maybe again, Lindstrom, similar to Vega, maybe you sign them, you loan them back to the clubs they're at now, you watch them develop, you bring them back. I don't know. In Vega's case, that makes more sense because he has had that one really good season in La Liga. He hasn't got loads of football under his belt. Jesper Lindstrom's played a little bit more than that. So, yeah, I'm not sure about that personally. I'm not sure how much sense that makes. But listen, I've been wrong before. I could be wrong again. And finally, the last story I want to touch upon is one from The Secret Scout, which emerged over the weekend, which is a Twitter account, which has gained quite a lot of notoriety. And they said that they've been told Liverpool have won the race to sign England international 16-year-old Trey Anyoni from Leicester. Liverpool have been working on the deal for months, central midfielder, and one of the best of his age groups. And it finishes a tweet with a nice boom and an emoji of like a firework going off. So Liverpool signing young, talented footballers. Just touched on it a moment ago. These are really young, talented footballers. It follows a deal that saw us bring 14-year-old Harvey Owen from Wolves as well. And we've done this quite a lot in recent times, obviously Harvey Elliott, Ben Doak himself, Bobby Clark himself, and there are other examples. Stefan Bajcetic himself to Vigo. We've done this quite a lot in the past few years, snapping up some of the hottest young talents Europe has to offer. So we could be doing it again. Anyway, that's all the news, I think. Yeah, next time I sit here and talk to you, hopefully Liverpool have made a sign-in. It could well be Romeo Lavia. Until then, take care, and I'll speak to you all again very, very soon. Take it easy.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.